By now, we'll go to Papagno and see what the Hocus and Pocus and Mocus and Pocus will bring us for this week. And good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And showers in the forecast today, maybe a thunderstorm, but only 65 to 70, so 30 degrees cooler than it was a couple of days ago. Showers tonight, mid-50s. Showers tomorrow, 65 to 70. Sunday, there'll be some sun. And then a shower, a thunderstorm is possible in the afternoon. Just from the instability in the air, 75 to 80. It'll be hazy and more humid, middle 80s on Monday.
So what do you think about Saturday night fireworks?
It's questionable. There will be some showers around. And the reason I say it's questionable, I don't know what time they will dwindle and leave. Fireworks are what, 9?
Yeah, 9:15, 9:20, yeah.
Yeah, I figure when it gets real dark. There's a possibility, you know, the showers could be out of the area by then, but it's almost impossible to try to figure out where those showers will be at 9 p.m., considering, you know, the broad area that we forecast for. I mean, you could have showers, you know, over the Catskills, but not anywhere else. Or you could have showers over northwest Connecticut and nowhere else. So my thinking right now is that you would probably have the best chance of showers western parts of our listening area. So where does that fall for the fireworks?
In the western part of the area, that would be New York, right?
I would think mainly New York, yeah.
Yeah, we're close to the New York border, but we'll have to see what happens. I mean, I think they got a better than 50-50 shot of going off. I really do. I hope, you know. But if they don't, then they go off on Monday. So,
okay.
What the heck? What the heck, you know?
That's a game plan, yeah. Game plan. And again, they're hoping to shoot them off at the lake Saturday night as well. One of the problems that I see right now is that we're sort of like in the what we call the rear entrance of the jet with this trough. And sometimes what happens, and the modeling sometimes cannot pick this up in advance, but sometimes bands of moderate to heavy showers form and really take everybody by surprise. And the question is, where will that happen? It's a good question. I wish I had the answer, but I would say western parts of our listening area have the best chance. So we shall see what happens there. You know, I told you over a week ago, that I did not like the pattern moving into July 4th weekend. And so far right now, Saturday is kind of poo-pooing. Sunday is not terrible, and Monday is okay. So there we go.
All right, so guess what's running beginning today on Amazon? Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah. I thought that started July 1st on Amazon.
No, July 2nd. Today is the day it starts. Okay. And it's funny, its reviews are all over the place, but most of the reviews say that it's a silly sci-fi movie, but it's a great time. And what more would you expect out of a science fiction movie? You know,
yeah. What would you?
You want it to be as absurd as possible, but you want it to be fun to watch. You're not looking for any Academy Award-winning acting or anything like that. You're looking for aliens, explosions, and in the end, the Earth winning. What else would you look for, really?
Really? Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. So I would assume that you are going to be watching that.
I'm going to watch it. I don't know whether I'll watch it today or not, but I will definitely watch it. I've become a fan of Chris Pratt. First of all, he seems like a nice guy when he talks, but the movies that he's been in and he's grown into the roles, he's fun to watch. He's one of those actors that when he gets in these roles, he's just plain fun to watch. And it's a Marvel production, so it should be entertaining. Like I said, I don't think it's going to be an earth-shaking movie, but It should be entertaining, and it should fill up your 2 hours that you're that you need to fill up. But other good news here, Pat, the movie house is in Millerton is open again, and today they are having a very unofficial open house where beginning at 2 o'clock you can stop by. You can see all the things that they've done there, and you can have some wine and cheese. And if you want to stay for a movie, you can, and if you don't, they just invite you to come in and look what's going on. They're the new owners that took over for the Sadlons. And it's nice to have a movie theater back and fully operational again in Millerton. We missed that, even though it was during the pandemic, thank goodness, and movie theaters were closed anyway. But so that's an indoor event. You can't cancel that.
No, you well obviously, so you don't have to worry about that exactly. Yeah, and me, I'm just putting everything on hold. I mean, I doubt very highly if I'll go tomorrow to the lake. But if things work out the way I'm forecasting, I'll probably go up Sunday and then come back on Monday.
Yeah, because, well, that's the nice thing. You got that extra day, so you can go up on Sunday and still enjoy it. And
right, exactly.
Not go up for one day and come back. Yeah, no, that's...
You know, so everything is, you know, kind of up in the air. But, yeah, I really do envision tomorrow very much like you. If you look outside today, like today, and I don't think the temps are moving out of the 60s. So, you know, it's kind of damp. Why, you know, why go up there? I mean, even if it's not going to rain all day, but it's going to be like that, you know, 64, 65 degrees all day long.
And it's going to be a muggy 64, so it's a different, it's, you just feel slimy and cool.
That's it. Yeah, that's the word. I mean, you know, it's not pleasant to go for a kayak ride on the lake. It's not pleasant for anything. And you have to remember, too, you know, we're dealing with a cabin that has nothing but propane lights and a refrigerator and a gas stove. Huh. So, you know, it's not like the comforts of home. Lousy weather, so you sit back in your nice recliner, which I know Marshall does. His house is at the proper temperature, so he doesn't have to worry about either freezing or sweating.
And I've got a nice big picture window that looks outside, so I still get to enjoy the outside.
Side, and you watch your TV, and you know, you don't have to worry about a thing. So those are the options. As I get older, if I was back in my teens and 20s, I probably would grab a couple of friends and say, who cares about the weather, and go up and have a good time.
Not anymore. Not anymore. We care.
Right. Exactly.
Well, Pat, I want you to have a good fourth. I want you to have
you
a good weekend.
Yeah, you do the same, and I'll be back on Tuesday. AJ will fill in for me on Monday.
All right. Have a good weekend, an extended weekend, and say hello to Shirley for me.
I will. Thanks so much, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.